For Texas Tech Public Media, I'm Casey Ellingson. This Saturday, Lubbock residents will decide on one of the most divisive elections the city has seen, whether or not to ban abortions, or at least try to. The controversial proposed ordinance has already been shot down by the city council, but because a petition drive got enough signatures last year, it's now on the May 1st ballot. Texas Tech Public Media's Sarah Self-Walbrick reports on how Lubbock's culture led the city to be at the center of an abortion debate.
A few blocks down from the only Planned Parenthood for hundreds of miles is a residential neighborhood in central Lubbock. It's a sunny afternoon as Samantha Fields walks around that area. She knocks on the doors of the addresses listed in a packet. There's no answer at most houses. Then,
hello.
How's it going?
The man holds a small dog as Fields gets to the point.
All right. Well, have y'all heard about the May 1st election?
Yes, we have.
Okay. Do you know how you're voting yet?
I haven't thought about it. I honestly wasn't planning on voting for it.
Okay.
Fields is the volunteer coordinator for the Leave Lubbock Alone campaign. She tells the man why she hopes he'll consider voting against Proposition A. Locally, it's known as the Sanctuary City for the Unborn Ordinance. It's the only thing on most ballots in Lubbock.
This ordinance is extreme. Very, very extreme. It's pretty much taking away a woman's right to control her health.
If passed, the ordinance would allow certain family members of an aborted fetus to sue the abortion provider. Anyone who helped a woman get the procedure, like the person who drove her to the appointment, could be sued. But not the woman herself. Other parts of the ordinance that try to criminalize performing an abortion are not currently enforceable due to the 1973 Roe v. Wade Supreme Court decision. Ordinances like this have passed in over 20 Texas towns. Lubbock could be the largest city so far to try to ban abortions, and the first that actually has a provider that performs them.
We had a commitment to restore abortion services to Lubbock, and that's why those are, again, being provided.
Sarah Wheat is with Planned Parenthood of Greater Texas. She says the recently reopened health center in Lubbock now provides medical abortions through a pill.
We believe that that is something that every person should have the ability to carefully, thoughtfully decide for themselves.
But Teresa Clark hopes women will consider other options first. Clark is with Project Destiny, a political action committee advocating for the ordinance.
My passion doesn't come as against a woman. Mm-hmm. It comes as for a life that needs a voice because it doesn't have one, to have an opportunity to, as our PAC says, experience their destiny.
During the early voting period, Clark says her group has gained support for the ordinance through word of mouth and an effective sign campaign. Blue signs that read Vote for Life are seen in yards and at churches around Lubbock.
Let's let citizens decide by the strength and clarity of the arguments that can be presented.
Over 20,000 Lubbock voters cast their ballot during the 9 days of early voting. That's around 13% of all voters in the county, a high turnout for a May election with one measure on most ballots. Texas Tech political science professor Tim Nockin isn't really surprised by that. He says turnout was also high during the May 2009 election, when Lubbock voted to allow alcohol sales in the city limits.
The moralistic kind of ethical stakes are a little different between beer and alcohol and decisions regarding termination of a pregnancy. But there's still that underlying kind of traditional, religious, moralistic kind of ethos at work.
Lubbock is a growing college town, but still leans conservative. 65% of Lubbock County voters cast a ballot for Donald Trump during last year's presidential election. The Pew Research Center found that nationally, more than 60% of Republicans say abortion should be illegal in all or most cases. Most Lubbock residents are also religious.
I really think it is just, again, the interaction of a committed group of ardent believers selling an issue that is likely to resonate with a large percentage of the voting population here already.
Still, Nockin says this election is a bit unusual, since abortion rights is a gray issue that's usually not taken up at a local level.
What do you feel? Well, I think that's freedom. I think that's murder. That's easy. But, you know, when we look at surveys of abortion attitudes, they're much more complex than simply pro-life, pro-choice.
Election day is Saturday. Whether the ordinance passes or not, Nockin predicts the results will say a lot about Lubbock and where the city's headed. I'm Sarah Self-Walbrick in Lubbock. For more coverage on this ordinance and other Lubbock news, visit radio.ktz.org.